Okay, this is Perek Dalet Hilchos Nachlos. Switching back to halachas that have to do with identifying heirs. Halacha Aleph Omer Zebni o ze achi avi o shar har yorshin ozel. Let's say a person says, "This is my son," or "This is my brother," "This is my uncle," or identifies any other person as one of his inheritors, his heirs. Alpi shehod demanashim sheinu muzak and shein krovav. So even though what do you call it? Even though the people in order to vested interest. What do you call it? Excuse me. Even if there's, if he's making this acknowledgement about people, that are, we don't really know, could be his relatives or not. Harizin we believe him, Yershenu, and they inherit Ben Shamar, Kishu Bari, Ben Shamar, Kishu Shimara. Doesn't matter if he says it when he's healthy or when he's on his deathbed. I feel in the shtatek, even if he is unable to speak, because of the Ksav Yado, and he writes out on a piece of paper, Shazay Yorsho, that this guy is his inheritor, is an heir, Bokhtun Asok, Dakshu Bokhtun Gitan. We test it out like just like we would test the person in a case of divorce. Let's say a person's recognized to be someone's brother or cousin. Says this guy's not my brother or cousin. We don't believe him. However, we do accept his word when it comes to recognizing someone who has a son. Meaning he said that's not my son. Therefore, he won't inherit. Verily, the Rambam surmises that even if the son already had his own kids, even though he's not accepted insofar as just recognizing him, insofar as determining what the lineage is, nor would a person be mamzer based on his statement. Nerusha, he would be believed when it comes to inheritance for Yerushenu, and therefore would not be able to inherit. Omer, if a person says, Zebani, this is my son, but then he changes his mind and says, no, this is my servant. He's not believed. The second statement is not believed. Amar Avdi, he says, it's my servant, because Amar Bani, and he says, no, it's my son. Even if he actually uses the guy as a servant, Neman, he's believed. When he said my servant, he meant as if he's like my servant. Let's say people will call this person a servant who's worth 100 bucks. Meaning that we would identify him with a statement that's used to identify his servant, but not an actual name. Then he is, the retraction is not believed. Let's say a person has to pass through some type of tax situation, and he identifies this person as a son. And later retracts and says, what do you call it? That it is my servant. Then he is believed. Why do you say my son? He only did that because he wanted to avoid paying tax. Let's say in the actual house where the tax is going to take place, he says it's my servant, then changes his mind and says, no, he's my son, in that case, he's not believed. When it comes to servants and maid servants, we don't call them, for instance, father so and so or mother so and so, because we don't want this to have a bad outcome, nifkam, and it's going to be a problem on the son, meaning it's he's going to be a problem with his lineage. Therefore, the servants or maid servants are very important. And they're known to be important. We call a kol makir the son. Everyone recognizes them. Adonaim, right? And what do you call it? And the children and the servants of their master can go in avdei nasi. For instance, the servants of the nasi. In such a case, you could refer to them as both dad and mom. Let's say a person had a maid servant, ben, and he has a son with her, and he treats him like a son. Or he says, this is my son, and his mother was free. So if he's a sage, or he's someone who is on a high level, who follows mitzvos carefully, he will inherit. Nonetheless, he shouldn't marry a Jewish woman until he brings proof that his mother was free. And only after that gave birth, because we assume that she's still a shifra. Then mishrad yotosu. Yeah, but let's say it is one of the regular people, meaning non-servants, ein sarach lomar, mina mafkirin atzman. And of course, this would certainly apply to situations where someone acts in a very inappropriate manner. We assume it's a servant. And therefore, what do you call it? The paternal brothers, mochornos, are able to sell. The main law of it, ben chosimeno, but if the father doesn't have a son outside of him, ishes of him misniaves. In such a case, the father's wife must undergo yibum. Zehu adin shirali, and the Rambam says this is the halacha, as it appears to him, shu holech al yikare hakabbalah, that follows the overall principles of our tradition. V'yishmi shalo chalak ben ksharim l'sharam. There are those who do not make a distinction between good people and regular people, like high level people and regular people. El inin shalim guru echabavad. Rather, only that the brothers may not sell him. V'yishmi shahar shafil liyosher lo nechlak v'yisra. And some even say that this quote unquote son may even inherit from his father directly. We shouldn't rely on that position. Call Yorshin Yorshin Mechazaka. All people inherit based on assumptions. What does that mean? Like a chazaka. Ketzad. Edim shehidu shezem muksak lanu shubeno shalponu echav. Let's say witnesses testify that the assumption is that this person is this, that the person here is the individual son or his brother. In such a case, api she'en einan eide yichos, even though they're not actually testifying to the lineage, well, yodo amitas yuksen, they don't really know for sure the genealogy. Nonetheless, inheritance can take place with such testimony. Yaakov, Shemes, Vinehru, and Shimon, right? Let's say Yaakov dies and has two sons, Reuben and Shimon. Lahoksak lo ben elashnim. And the assumption is that they do not that these are the only two sons he has. Tapas Reuben, Levi, Minashok. Let's say Reuben takes Levi from a group of people of Amar, Gamze Achinehu. Says, no, this is also our brother. But Shimon, Amar, and Shimon says he doesn't know. Hari Shimon noto chatzi amamon. Now Shimon gets half the estate, Reuben Shlish, and Reuben gets a third. Shari Hoda Shahim Shlosha Achin, because he's acknowledging the three brothers, Levi noto shus. And Levi gets a sixth. Base Levi, if Levi dies, Yachzor Hashishos to Reuben. The sixth goes back to Reuben. Nafal Levi Nechasim Acherim. Let's say Levi ends up getting, what do you call it, other property. Yichalko Osan Reuben Shimon. Reuben and Shimon would split that. Reuben Model Shimon Shalevi Zechim. Because Reuben acknowledges to Shimon that Levi's a brother. Hishbiach Hashishos Me'elav. Let's say the sixth goes up in value naturally. Vachrach Meis Levi. Only after that Levi dies. Im Shevach Magia Leksafim. Who could go on enough of him? Shigielav Vibatzer. If there was, like, for instance, an increase in crops that are ready to be harvested, like grapes that are ready to be harvested, this is considered like property that was bought by others, and therefore should divide it equally among the brothers. But if it wasn't ready to be harvested yet, belongs to Reuben alone. Amar Shimon, if Shimon says, he says, Levi's not my brother, but not the Levi Bechelek Reuben. And now Levi takes a part of Reuben's estate, and then Levi dies. Shimon doesn't yorish anything. Ela Reuven Levada, only Reuven alone. Yareish Hashishos gets the sixth. Im Shana Chasam Achem Shniach Levi, along with any other things that Levi brought into his estate. Vu Adim B'chol Yorshin Shiyodu B'Miksasam Yorshin Achem Shlo Yidu B'Miksasam. This applies to all cases where a person is, from inheritors acknowledge one part of a claim about other inheritors, but not the entire what do you call the remaining part. They do not. So that ends Parak Dalet, and we'll continue with Parak Hay next time.